You know, I'm going to give credit where credit is due here, because as soon as the Palisades nuclear plant was on the road to being mothballed, Governor Whitmer realized the folly of that pursuit and tried to stop it from happening. She could not. But the new owners have come along, applied for a special dispensation, and they're getting it. $1.5 billion conditional loan coming to restart the Palisades nuclear plant. That's just one step. Look, we're not going to be powered by windmills and solar panels or by gerbils on wheels. That's a fact. State Representative Graham Filler from Clinton County joining me now. Graham, good to have you back on the program.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you clear as day. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, you bet.
Let's talk about this. Look, nuclear energy, the Palisades, this has never happened, by the way. A nuclear power plant that has been decommissioned is brought back, but it's critical to Michigan. Plus, my understanding is they're going to add two smaller reactors that will increase the output of this nuclear power plant dramatically. And here's what we have in the world today because of great technology, Graham. We have these small nuclear reactors like the size of a minivan that can power entire cities now. We can scale a nuclear plant to power Detroit or Grand Rapids or wherever you might be. You know, St. John's could have a little tiny nuclear reactor, power the whole place, right? This is beautiful. What are we doing with your new bipartisan plan to spur nuclear energy?
Yeah, we've actually walked into a really good conversation here in Michigan. And I don't know if you know this, and I don't know if the people listening know it, but Michigan has always been a top 10 nuclear state. We've got three massive nuclear plants, two which are providing 20% of the state's energy right now, down in Monroe and down in southeast Michigan, the Cook nuclear plant. And nuclear has always been a major, major part of Michigan. And so when I came in to office, I said, what can I do? Because I feel like I'm going uphill. Our government has sort of choked nuclear via regulation on a national level. What can I do? And so I did a study. I had some legislation that turned into a study, and the study was done. It was just released this week, which is awesome. And I started talking to Democrats. And what I found is most of them said, hey, we get it. You know, we've been told that nuclear is bad and wind and solar is going to do everything. And we don't really see that right now. And we feel like we need something that's more powerful and clean, and nuclear checks all those boxes. And I said, boy, I'm really making headway. And so I came together with some of my Democrat friends, some of my Republican friends, and we put together a bipartisan nuclear package and enrolled it a couple weeks ago. And it just seems everybody's talking about nuclear energy in the state of Michigan now.
Yeah, we should be talking about nuclear energy in the state of Michigan and across this country, because, again, these scaled nuclear power plants, these scaled nuclear power facilities can really make a difference. And look, you've got Fermi. And Fermi, too, you've got Cook, and you're going to have Palisades back. When Palisades is back online, do you have an idea of what the percentage is? Do we go from 20% to what? Because let's be honest, Graham, these wind farms taking up hundreds and thousands of acres of Michigan's, you know, beautiful real estate, I find it to be an eyesore, and it's not producing enough energy. The nuclear power plant takes up a very small footprint by comparison, right?
Yeah, if you think about what do we want out of energy, right? You want it to be clean. You want it to be powerful. You want it to be reliable. What's the major complaint about energy here in the state of Michigan? We have power outages. It costs too much. Well, nuclear solves those problems. And so if you get Palisades back online, or let me phrase that differently, if we don't, if we fail and Palisades doesn't go back online, we're going to have higher rates and less reliability across the state of Michigan. Palisades is a massive game changer to get back online. And if you get those three nuclear plants running at full capacity, you're looking at nuclear bouncing up to 30% of the energy created in the state of Michigan. It's just so efficient and effective and powerful.
Well, then the question would be, why not more? Because that's where I keep going back to. If you can scale nuclear, I mean, obviously, you don't need a plant of that size in the UP. There's 350,000 people, right? You don't need that big a plant. You don't need that big a plant in northern Michigan. But in southeast Michigan, southwest Michigan, the southern part of the state, got a lot more people. So you can scale it. That's the beauty of the technology we have today. I think it's so you've got people on board with this. I mean, obviously, Governor Whitmer went to bat after she realized the folly, the error of her ways, and I give her credit for that. She reversed course and said, you know what, we should put that back online, and we're on our way to getting that done, right?
Yeah, you watched Governor Whitmer and then Secretary of Energy Granholm seem to really understand the importance of large-scale nuclear, but I think they both actually support the SMRs, the small modular reactors, and these things are game changers. And the reason that it hasn't gone, we don't have 10 SMRs in the state of Michigan right now, is because American regulatory systems are just a little different. They're already running them in Russia. They already run them in China. However, we already run them in nuclear submarines. Until the American energy industry and the Department of Energy gives that full-scale thumbs up, it will be testing for the next year. It will be testing for the next year and a half. But everyone's waiting because everyone sees what you see, which is if you can scale a couple SMRs, cut the cost down a seventh, from $15 billion to $2 billion, and pump out massive amounts of clean, reliable, powerful energy, you change the game overnight.
What you change is the ability to, if they want EVs or hybrids or whatever, and they do apparently, obviously, despite the fact that they're failing, then you have to give people reliable energy. You can't give energy that shows up once in a while. Sir, I greatly appreciate you being here. Keep us up to date on how this goes forward. Graham Filler is from Clinton County. Sir, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
Thank you, sir. All right, just moments away now from President Donald Trump. He'll be joining me here in about 6 minutes. So stick around for that. Tell your friends, gather around, boys and girls. It is the Steve Gerber Show.